We are in Siman Ayin Vav in Hilchas Kriyashma. We're up to Siv Dalad, and we'll be doing from Dalad to Vav. So the Machaber reads in Dalad, Hoysa Tsoa al Besoro Umachusa Bivgodav. A person's hand got filthy, he's got Tsoa on it, but it is covered. O Shehichnis Yoda Bevesa Kisei Derechor, or his hand is actually inside a washroom through a hole. Veina Mariach Reach Ra, and there's no odor. Yesh Matirin Likro, some hole that he can lay in the Yesh Osrim. What is this machlokus? Now, the halacha is, we already saw that if a person is around Tsoa that is uncovered, he's not allowed to say Shema or Davin from the Pasuk of Vahoya Machanecha Kadosh. If it is covered, so the halacha is that you are Makayim V'chisisa Es Tseosecha, and therefore he's allowed to say Shema or Davin or learn. The question is, what if it is covered, but it is touching part of him? So, some say, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this, that when you Davin, it says Kol HaNeshama Tehalal Ka, which means that aside from it being covered, it should also not be in view of your mouth, and you cannot smell it, and that is because that's where the words come out of. The other opinion says that since it says Kol Atzmosai Tomarna, therefore it's got to be that no part of your body is touching Tsoa. So the first day holds that your body is allowed to, as long as it's covered. The second day says that your body is not allowed to. Then, says the Machaber, there's a variation of the Matirin. The Esh Omim Shlohiter Amatir B'Tzoal B'Soro. There are those who learn that the Matir was not Matir, Ela B'Mokom Shinichsa Me'alel. Where is that? That's only a part of the body that naturally covers itself below Malbush, even when one is not clothed. Kagon Atzile Yodov. For example, under the arm. And the right thing is to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that b'shas hadchak one can rely on the matirin. Now this is all talking about where there's mamoshes of tzoa. It's actually something that could be seen if you would have uncovered it. What happens if the hands still have a little bit of something, there's some residue there, it's not anything of any mamoshes, and it doesn't smell, but you can see that there's still some discoloration. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that for other people that does not have a shem tzoa, that means other people that are facing it would be allowed to say Shema, the person himself, though, would have to wash his hands till there's absolutely nothing left. It would be no worse than scratching your head in a place that is Mechayev Netilas Yadayim. So this was the basic rule of a machlokis of whether or not the body is allowed to touch tzoa if the tzoa is covered. And the same thing going for a beis akisei. If a beis akisei is open, then that's a problem. But if the beis akisei is closed, just as a hole, and one's hand is inside it, so there we would have the same machlokis. L'chatchila we paskin that it should not, but b'shas hadchak one is meikel. Says the Ramah now, Hagov v'shichva zera al besoro dino ketzoa. Shichva zera would have the same halacha as tzoa. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are makilim. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down that on the one hand, some hold it's not a problem altogether. On the other hand, we will later learn that even if it's between begadim, meaning that we have shichva zera on underwear, which are then covered by other clothing, the skin is not touching it. Going by the halachas of tzoa, nobody should hold that that's a problem. It is mechuse, not touching the skin. Nevertheless, we'll later see that one should see to it that he changes clothing for davening and learning. Siv hei, tzoa b'fiat tabas. This is the tzoa b'mkoma. A person relieved himself and did not wipe himself, he did not cleanse himself well enough, and the tzoa is actually sitting there. Afilihi mechuse, even though he is clothed, Asur likros ledivrei akol. It is asur to read according to everybody, meaning one could not say Shema, Daven, or learn if there is Tsoa bimakoma, even according to the opinion that one's body is allowed to be touching Tsoa as long as it's covered. Here it wouldn't help. Soa bimkoma is masrachas tfei, it says. It is extremely uncomfortable, means it is extremely repulsive, and therefore that's also according to everyone. Afilu eina niras kshu omed v'niras kshu yoshev, even if when the person is standing so the body naturally covers it, nevertheless, the halacha is that that would aser saying Shema or learning, unless, even when the person is sitting, it would not be exposed. Then it's considered like the interior of the body, like inside the body, and so inside the body doesn't prevent someone from saying Shema or davening. What happens if somebody actually said Shema, the bracha is, he davened, and then realized that he did not clean himself well enough after he used the washroom? The halacha is that in a case where, even if where, or at least when he sat, it would be exposed, the halacha is he is to say Shema over again, and he is even to say the brachas over again and daven over again. Sivvav. Hoya lefanav ma'at soa, yochol levatla barok sheyorikba v'yikra kenegda. The halacha is that tsoa mechusa doesn't aser. So this is talking about a case where there is tsoa in front of him. It is not on him, so there's no question of negia b'tsoa. It's in front of him, so he needs to be mechaset. So the halacha is that you're allowed to cover it with saliva, where one just spits on it. V'yikra kenegda. But there's a condition. Fushi yarok ove. The saliva must be thick, meaning it cannot simply be transparent saliva. It's got to be that it actually perhaps has some phlegm in it, or it's very thick itself in a way that it's white and not transparent. Ve'ena bitul mo'el el lefisha. That is only when one first spits on it. Aval im lo yikra miyad varok ni muach v'nivla ba lom bitla. The halacha is that if one doesn't say Shema immediately, but he waits until the saliva is actually absorbed into the tzoa, then it would no longer be considered a kisui. The fact that it was once mechusa is not going to be enough. Now, how about, first of all, this is all if there is no reach ra, but if one can actually smell a foul odor, then it would be usur anyway. And what happens if someone just pours water over it? That's not enough. That is not called a kisui. Why is it not called a kisui? Why isn't that the same halacha as ashoshis, where we said that glass was considered a kisui? There's no isur of ri'iyah of seeing as long as it's covered. The answer is because there it's a kisui gomer, meaning we're talking about a glass. Here we're talking about water. Water is not really a kisui. What makes it a kisui is that it at least blocks the vision. If it is transparent, it does not obstruct vision, so there it would not be considered a kisui, so it's got to be ove. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of somebody who has got hemorrhoids, and as a result of it, he finds that there's always some kind of liquid that he's got around the area. Is that considered so? And could he say shemas? He says like this. If it happens periodically, means every so often it gets wet, then what we say is it is actually coming from his insides and it is considered tsoa if it has a foul odor, and the halachi is that he could not daven, he couldn't say Shema. Whereas, if the moisture is constant, if the person is constantly forming moisture, the Mishnah Berurah says that then it's coming from the outside. This is considered a wound of the skin. This is not considered tsoa that is actually coming from the digestive system. And the person is allowed to say Shema at that point, or is allowed to daven, say Divrei Torah. Whereas in the case where it's coming periodically and it's coming from the inside of the body, it is considered tsoa. And the halacha is that he would have to clean himself in order to say Shema, daven, or say psukim.